Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Somber time right now of everything that's going on in the world, especially in Nice, France. You know, about 2 hours after it first happened, the New York Times published a headline that said a truck arrived and smashed into everyone.
Just arrived.
You know, so it was a truck or a truckman that did
it. A truckman, yeah, it was a truckman who did it.
And
well, they were calling him a shooter for a while, weren't they?
They were calling him a shooter or a gunman because he did return fire with the police in France. Luckily, there was police and there was special weapons and tactics there because of they're in a heightened state of security right now, and they were able to exchange fire with him and shoot through the windshield and annihilate him. But you know, like 2 hours after it happened, Obama condemned what he says appears to be a horrific terrorist attack in Nice. But what's really scary, and again, my heart goes out to all of the people all over the world, but this is what happens, you know, when we have this radical Islamic jihadis, and, you know, whether he was a lone wolf or supported by somebody. I mean, I can't even imagine driving 1.2 miles in a huge truck and just crunching and crushing people.
I mean, as many people as you can.
For our country, just imagine that this was a 4th of July celebration, mm-hmm. and everybody's out on the green in West New York or Jersey City or something, and a truck roughly 30 miles an hour. Listen to me, 30 miles an hour. Today when you get in your car, drive 30 miles an hour.
Right.
Look down at the speedometer when you get to 30, and imagine 30 miles an hour and then just plowing through probably hundreds of people. You know, there's probably thousands of people at the celebration, but hundreds of people and the carnage. You know, so many people are going to be scarred by this, and this is the goal of terrorism,
oh,
obviously.
Absolutely, sure.
Because there are going to be people there that are going to be traumatized for life. You know, and I remember when the President Hollande of France, you know, was crying on stage when he saw the people that were dead, you know, during the concert. And this carnage is got to be incredible because you have young kids, too, now. You know,
oh,
you know,
sure,
probably
yeah.
have it's strollers and everything. And there weren't only just French citizens there. There were Americans and other countries as well. But until everybody, you know, puts on their big boy pants and we adopt an Israeli mindset in our country and these other countries that espouse to be free but have parasites inside their walls mm-hmm. that don't want us to be free.
Right.
You know, look at Times Square.
Oh, sure.
On yeah. any given night.
Any given night.
Look, go walk through Times Square on a Monday night.
Hundreds of thousands
of
people.
And, you know, they have some barricades up and everything, but a truck doing 30 miles an hour, and there's police all over the place. But again, you know, a truck barreling through Times Square is going to kill hundreds of people, and it's going to cripple commerce. It's going to cripple our way of life. But what will happen is they'll clean everything up, coat of fresh paint, and go back to normal and say, it's okay, we're going to get them to assimilate because we're going to use peace and love and kumbaya mm-hmm. and all this other bullshit.
Well, I think one of the big issues is not realizing or calling what it is. It is a holy war in the mind of not what we're saying, it's what they're saying. This is a holy war. It's a jihad. And when you remove your unwillingness to die from a would-be serial killer, which is all they really are, and you put a spiritual complement to it, let's call it, you're never going to be able to prevent this. The reasons they're doing what they're doing is to kill, to bring about what they believe is their savior, their, you know, mm-hmm. their religious
yes.
text. It's all about the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, and he will only come back when the world is, quote, washed in blood.
Our blood.
Yes, the blood infidels. Of the infidel. Yeah.
The blood of the infidels. But Obama says we have to keep apologizing for what our ancestors did 400 or 500 years ago.
Yeah, in response to what the Moors did, you mean?
Correct.
Oh, I see.
Correct. You know, I started binge-watching Game of Thrones. Do you watch that show?
No, I never, never have.
Kelly and I finished the second season.
What is it?
It's if you like Lord of the Rings or like Tolkien's writing, it's pretty good. It takes place almost, it's almost like a Middle Earth, and there's these seven cities and one major kingdom, and you know, it's all a feint within a feint, and you have to marry my daughter, but there was an assassination plot. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, we got a little hooked into it, and you know, I binged watched Breaking Bad that way. And Downton Abbey, I binge watched too, which is nice because, you know, 45 minutes, no commercials, no.
Right.
But, you know, you watch, you bang out two or three at 10 o'clock at night. I mean, I'm an old fart. It's not like I'm not hitting the club at, you know, 11 o'clock at night. I'm sitting, I got the Afghan over my legs.
Ship has sailed.
those days are over, you know. I sit down, I have like a little cottage cheese, right. A cup of tea, and let's watch two segments of Game of Thrones.
Wow, wake me up if I fall asleep. What happened?
I'm moving up in the world. The Kelly file, Fox News, now they send a car service to pick me up, waits for me, and then brings me back home.
Nice.
I was on Monday night with a panel of 24 people, and it was... Black Lives Matter.
I didn't
was
see
the,
that.
Was
what
the
happened?
Topic. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people texted
me
about that.
The only thing, Megyn Kelly lost control of her show about 3 minutes into it.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing missing from the show to make it Jerry Springer-esque would be chair throwing and who inseminated whose sister and cousin and mom and brother.
Wow.
I've been on 5 or 6 panels before where everybody is respectful and courteous and you wait your turn and you raise your hand and Kelly picks on you, Megyn Kelly. She picked on me twice. I got to pick, but there was a whole group of Black Lives Matter activists in the audience, in the panel, that wouldn't allow anybody to speak.
Because your life didn't really matter at that point. All right. I got to hear more about this movie.
You will.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
I'm pointing.
And seven. I'm sorry, I'm reading a crappy thing right now, which is a pain in the ass. But this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic is located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Waldorf Family Chiropractic in Bridgewater, please check him out. If not, refer friends and family or give him a positive post on Yelp, Facebook, or anything else you can. Referrals are the sincerest form of flattery other than cash.
Other than cash.
Other than cash is definitely the sincerest form of flattery.
Definitely the best.
Yes. Yeah, so there were people there. There was this one woman who was a community
activist
and community organizer from Chicago who says that we need to outright ban the police and let the communities self-police.
Was she a libertarian?
No, she was a crackpot. Now, I say let's have at it because it'll be like for you old farts watching it. I guarantee you in 3 days it will look like Escape from New York. The movie. Okay?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, without the police there.
Especially in Chicago.
Yes, it will look like Escape from New York without a frigging doubt. Scary, to say the least, I would say.
It's amazing people's perception of things. That, you know, did you see the report that came out from the Harvard Economist? Who happens to be black? He did a study trying to prove the issue that the narrative, the meme that's currently out there that police shoot blacks more than
Megan tried to quote it during her show.
Yeah,
she was quoting that study during her show.
He said it was the most startling evidence of his entire career.
Correct. And she was quoting it during her show. And listen, I'm a firm believer that all lives matter. And I definitely don't have my head in the sand. And I realize that there are people, that black people are definitely probably mistreated and discriminated upon more than white people. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, well, there was a second part of that. And the second part was that if you're black, you're more apt to be physically handled. I guess is what the way they worded it, where it would be the stop would get physical.
Yes,
they'd mace you or whatever. But it was a statistically significant, but 10% variant. It really it wasn't much.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't much. And I don't know, you know, we tend to side with the side of the police because we work with so many police.
Sure.
They're here. We know them. We know them as friends. We know them. And the guys we know are good. The guys, gals we know, they're good. They're good cops.
I think what a lot of people don't realize is how stressful it is to pull somebody over.
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't even imagine.
Because you don't know if it's going to be your last traffic stop ever.
Right.
So when you're sitting in the driver's seat of a car and you're pulled over, you know, I don't think you're taking it as serious as the police officer who's approaching your car.
Sure.
But again, to put my head in the sand and say that blacks aren't manhandled more than whites would be a lie because racism still exists out there.
Right.
Bias still exists out there.
And it's funny, too, because we, growing up the way we did, there is no, I mean, we didn't grow up with racism.
But I saw it, and I felt it, and I know about it. Listen,
right.
I have a Chinese girlfriend. When I walk through Queens, I get the stink eye from the Chinese guys.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sure, so I get that little level of discrimination.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, it's how we handle things, how we handle approach. But to go back around to the Kelly file, we really couldn't get a word in because there was some activist there that just felt screaming over everybody's point of view.
Going to make a point.
Yeah, so we didn't get anywhere, you know, and that's horrible. Because, you know, we could have had some more lively debate there. And there was one woman in a red dress that just screamed over everybody to try to get points across. And you know what? When you're screaming like that, even if your point is valid, nobody's listening.
Right. Yeah, they've turned to
you know what I mean? You're turned off. So it was probably the worst show I've ever been on the Kelly file, which is a shame. Megan definitely lost the control of the show there. So things happen, you know. But I I did my best. I called Obama our divider in chief. I called Al Sharpton Al Charlatan. because I do feel our president has created a racial divide
in
this country. Well,
I mean, the shot heard round the world in our current day was the police acted stupidly.
Yes, everybody thought he was going to be the great unifier, which he should have been. You know, you have
which
that,
he should have been.
You have that platform.
Yes. In 2008, a study said that this was the millennial generation was the first colorblind generation in the history of the United States of America.
Yes.
And we are the most racially diverse nation in the world.
The racial diversity that comes into my range here.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, we have mixed race couples that walk in all day.
It's Noah's Ark.
Back. Noah's Ark. And I don't care.
Right.
I don't look. And, you know, I'm going to give you great, you know, there's great examples. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover. Three black gentlemen were in were in the range last week, and they looked a little hood, you know?
Yeah.
Big guys, tall. You know, I'm 6'2". They were like 6'4", 6'5". So one of them had a, you know, and their pants were a little saggy, and they had some, you know, hair stuff working. So to make a long story short, one of them had a gun logo on his T-shirt, and I looked, and it said something training center or something. So I went over and said, oh, have you gone to that school? He said, yeah. He goes, I'm on the job NYPD. Second one says, I'm on the job NYPD. Third one says, I'm a New York City fireman. So you can't judge a book by its cover. The philosophy of this facility is we give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And what happens is almost 100% time, the same comes back reciprocally.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
You know, the old adage was, if you dress like a bum, people treat you like a bum. Well, you got to be careful with that, because everybody dresses like bums today.
Right.
You know, tattoos are so prevalent today.
Right.
On necks and faces.
All the old signs
hands.
That our parents grew up with are different now.
You know, as soon as you saw stuff like that, you know, you were supposed to run for cover.
Yeah.
Today, it's like, it's socially acceptable. All your millennials, Generation X, they're all inked up on their necks and everything else. So you got to go with the flow.
Which I kind of...
Talking about grooming, I'm going to give you a perfect example on why Britain left the EU and because of this shit
Not yet.
Well, they're almost out. France's president, Hollande, spends $11,000 a month on his haircuts. He had a barber leave his job, and they pay this person $11,000 a month to keep his hair looking spiffy.
Dude, you don't think that Obama has his own barber?
They all do. I'm saying, though, it's the good for me, but not for the
absolutely.
Attitude. But the working class person in the UK, that's why they're pissed. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe
in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, formerly Montville Executive Suites. Liberty Office Suites has two locations, one in Montville and one on New Road in Parsippany. Ron Sousa, huge supporter, strong advocate of the Second Amendment in the state of New Jersey. 38 private meeting rooms. He has a party room, a conference room that holds 70 people. All your electronics and media, mail answering, phones for as little as $58 a month. You can have a professional business facade and you can add up. You can have a bigger office. You can be there 3 days a week. You can be there 7 days a week. Rent the conference room. It's a great professional environment. It's almost like a timeshare without a long-term commitment. It's a great way for anybody that wants to professionalize their business and kick it up to the next notch. So Liberty Office Suites it is. Ron has graciously donated his 70-person meeting room in Montville for the CLE class that Evan Knappen is now teaching solely for CLE credits at the NJ SafeCon, nice. Which is July 30th. Knappen's thing will be July 29th. That'll be for lawyers and non-lawyers. And the price has gone down. And I'm trying to find, what's his name? What's that guy's name? John Willett?
Yep.
There you go. I was trying to find John Willett's message here. Let me see. It's right here. It'll be $175 for lawyers and $150 for anyone else who wants to attend the Friday the 29th CLE class at njsafecon.net.
Wow, that's a really good deal.
Yeah, so that's Friday before the SafeCon show. The SafeCon show will be Saturday, July 30th, which is right around the corner. We will be doing a radio broadcast from there, a two-hour show with the Bear Arms podcast, as well as Cam Edwards will be a guest on our show. There will be a all-star platform of speakers, civil rights activists from Shanine Allen, Keith Pantaleone. The Saul Group will be there. Tony Simon will be there with the diversity group. There'll be goodie bags, gifts, stuff to buy. So go on the site now, njsafecon.net, and buy your tickets. They're $15 or $20 a piece. I don't know if we passed the deadline where the price of the ticket went up. Don't buy your ticket at the door. John is trying to really plan how many people are coming so we can make sure everybody's accommodated properly. So go online and buy your tickets today at njsafecon.net.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, if you can't make it, you made a $15 contribution.
Correct.
To a good cause.
Correct. There's a lot of people have donated and sponsored. The program's going to be killer. It's at the Parsippany Hilton on Route 10 in Parsippany. It's very close to RTSP. It's only 10 miles from the Woodland Park Range. There's a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in there. There's a bar with food and refreshments. Right across the street is JR Tobacco in Whippany, which we'll probably be going for an after-show party where we can just chill out and have a few smokes and talk 2A. So friends and family, children are welcome to come to the show. I mean, don't bring a six-year-old rugrat who has no interest in a 2A yet, but a 10- or 12-year-old son or daughter who shoots firearms, or an 8-year-old who's mature would be a good move to bring.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it is going to be a family-friendly event. There ain't going to be no cussing and no tobacco spitting or anything, all right? We're going to keep it clean. So to get...
I can feel the emails coming already.
You know, real quick, to double back, Sam Kerner wrote, some of the people on the Kelly show were literally insane. The lady on the other side from you wearing red never stopped yelling, complete with major crazy eyes. The guy who said the governor of Flint, Michigan was trying to kill people was a piece of work. I just turned 50, and I think this is the worst I've seen race relations. You know, there was a guy there that said that the mayor of Flint, Michigan, put the lead in the water to kill black kids.
Seriously?
On the Kelly file.
Oh,
okay?
God.
So somebody in the audience said, white kids drink that water, too. And there was no response back. So it was, the mayor of Flint, Michigan put lead in the water to kill black kids. So, you know, again, everybody has this their own myopic view of,
how
they do stuff. By the way, Christie is still battling in New Jersey with handguns. They're still trying to change the language for getting a carry permit in New Jersey, you know, where they were going to make it where you can go from 900 people in New Jersey have carry permits to like 940.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be like 40 would fall under the new language that Scott Buck broke his stones for 6 months to get that, because that was the maximum he could get out of executive order, executive action. And the Democrats are freaking out about it.
Yeah, because 40 more people may have a...
I got to tell you something that I heard that was really scary. I got to tell you something that I heard from an unknown source in New Jersey, that when the governor's battle starts...
Yeah.
Since at the moment there's no viable Republican, our best Democratic choice is Steve Sweeney.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Out of all the contenders who are lining up right now... He at one time was an A rating by the NRA before Newtown, when he took a 180 degree turn with the 10 round magazine ban, blah, 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 blah. But he's probably the most malleable. Cha-ching.
Yeah, right.
He's probably the most malleable out of all of them.
Yeah,
you know?
he knows how to get a bribe.
And I just want to let all you people listening know that, because, you know, if the attorney, lieutenant governor, or somebody else steps forward to run the Republican side, if that Republican is not a rhino, they don't stand a chance. Because that's how Christie got in. He's a Republican in name only. Let's face it.
Absolutely.
You know, an independent like a Donald Trump could probably pull it off by buying the governorship, you know, like a John Corzine did.
Right.
But then he stole all the money back anyway.
Yeah, well, there's that.
So he recouped his investment.
Which
is nice. I'm going to spend $30 million to become governor, and then I'm going to steal $40 million from the state.
And then I'm going to create this other scam where you got to come to my store
to get
in order to fly on an airplane.
That would be MorphoTrack, ladies and gentlemen, to get fingerprinted. Everybody in New Jersey has to go there. If you're a bus driver, you work with kids, you want a gun permit, you want a carry permit, you want to go through, get the TSA pre-approval or something, everybody in the state of New Jersey has to go through MorphoTrack. If you want to get bonded or licensed, yes, MoFo. And John Corzine owns the majority of that company.
Yes, he does.
And
God bless America.
Coincidentally, the bill was signed into law when he was governor.
They're funny.
You know, that's something. So he spent like $30 million to become governor and then signed himself an annuity for him and his family for the next 100 years.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
So that's what we deal with. So Christie has still been holding firm. And again, I'm a huge critic of Christie, but holy shit, imagine the past 7 years if he wasn't here.
Oh, my God.
Now, he didn't get picked for VP, and I didn't think he was going to get picked for VP. You can't have two bloviating wig bags.
No, you really can't. Just would be too
so,
much.
So, you know, Mike Pence, was it Mike Pence or Rick Pence? What is it? Pence from some flyover state. Where is it? Oh, the Hoosiers?
Ooh, here we go.
Is it the Hoosiers, Indiana?
Yes.
But Pence is an insider.
You know, we have a huge listenership in Indiana.
Pence is an insider. I think that you're going to see Newt Gingrich and Christie get cabinet posts. I said it a long time ago. He's going to become U.S. Attorney General.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
He's just going to steal that Chick-fil-A burger right out of Loretta Lynch's hand.
Absolutely. He's got to make a deal, though.
Yep.
I could come to the White House, though, and get the chef, right?
You know.
You're going to invite me over, right?
Well, the vice president gets some nice digs, right? They get some nice digs.
It's not a shithole.
They do get some nice digs.
It's right on the,
What's his name? Still a vice president, right? What's his name?
His name?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it Gore?
No. Joe Biden.
Oh, that's right, Biden. I'm sorry.
Shoot through the door, Biden. Yeah.
Get a shotgun.
Get a shotgun.
Well,
get a shotgun, I said.
How about this? How about Ruth Bader Ginsburg attacking
Darth Vader Ginsburg?
Trump?
Is that been called her?
Yeah, how about her doing that? Do you know the Supremes do not believe they have to follow the ethical guidelines of judges?
I never would have guessed that.
They feel it's just a guideline for them to loosely follow.
Yeah,
they're supposed to wear robes to show impartiality. Mm. She basically, in 2 days
of
statements...
Do you think she's naked under that robe?
She basically, in 2 days of statements, has to recuse herself from like the next 600 cases. Anything that involves the First, Second, Fifth, or 14th Amendment.
They get in the way of those amendments.
She pretty much has to. What if Trump U goes to the Supreme Court?
Right.
All right. What if there's a close call like Gore and Bush? She has to recuse herself. We'll have a seven.
Wow. I don't know if she has to. Does she have to recuse herself?
She doesn't have to, but if she doesn't, it's not going to be good.
It's just America today in 2016.
I mean, the Supreme Court is not supposed to come out with opinions and making fun of. Listen, I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump, but I'll agree with Evan Knappen. You want Hillary Clinton to be the president of the United States?
Don't put me in a position to defend Donald Trump. Don't do that to me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
My God, you're right.
We have to back the talking yam.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten
canned yam.
I've gotten like five fundraising envelopes from Donald Trump, and I've thrown them out. And the last one is still sitting on my desk.
Making a decision, huh?
Yeah. What am I going to do?
I know.
You know what? What am I going to do, people?
I am so sick and tired of that. But you look, I'm a libertarian, so my guy never wins. But
yeah, I know. But you know,
the thought of Hillary Clinton is frightening.
I lean more now towards Trump. Because of Ginsburg attacking him. Okay?
Yeah.
I also lean towards Trump. I'm going to tell you another reason why I lean towards Trump. Because I'm going to talk about Governor Kane when we come back.
Governor Kane.
The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Again, I'm pointing.
And this segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLY,
guntraining.com.
No, I'm doing
the intro
something.
Music or?
I got a lot, bro. I got a lot going on.
I see that.
I got a lot going on.
No, I see.
So, PhillyGunTraining.com, PHILLY, guntraining.com. Jose Morales is located where?
In the Spring Garden section of Philadelphia, right on Spring Garden Street, across the way from the Philadelphia Firearms section of the Philadelphia Police
Department.
You
sure?
Yes. Around the corner from the gun range.
Nice.
And up the about four blocks away from Silk City Diner, one of the really cool places to eat.
Silk City Diner, never heard of it.
Yeah, great place.
So Philly Gun Training, Jose has a beautiful boutique facility where he'll train you, help you fill out your paperwork for your Pennsylvania carry permit, etc., etc., etc. PhillyGunTraining.com. So, former Governor Kane, who's like 82 years old or 83 years old, He's like 83 or 84 years old, but he hasn't gone to a he's gone to every Republican National Convention for 52 years. And he's not going because he can't support Donald Trump. I'm actually these old school elitist established jackasses. I think it's actually a good thing that they're not going, because it does say something about Trump and his cowboy lifestyle, his cowboy style of presenting himself. You know, again, I'm not a huge Trump fan, but listen, we've been doing the same shit for the past 100 years in this country, and where has it gotten us? So maybe we need a disruptor. You know, Sandy and I, you and I talk about disrupting. If it ain't broke, break it. Right. And, you know, I'm a firm believer now that this is what we have to do.
Well, you know? It's obviously very, very broken. I just, you know, I have my reservations, and I don't, and belief is part of it. And, you know, I don't know. I just think we're headed for something in this country that we haven't seen in the history of the country. And it's very reminiscent of the rise and fall of Rome.
Oh, you know, read the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. No, you're absolutely right. But, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have someone come up to the podium after something like that happened in France and not be effing politically correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Would it be nice to have someone who stands behind our military and our police officers without jumping to conclusions that it was the police officer's fault?
Right.
Okay? So I see it as a good sign that most of the now Paul Ryan had to support him because he's the party leader. He probably got a lot of shit from the elites that he had to support Trump. But the guys like Kane and stuff, hey, you're a has-been anyway. Go away.
Right. He's 182 years old.
Go away. We need new blood. Maybe this will draw some new blood. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to end up. All I know is what we've been doing. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results,
right?
So every election cycle, we do the same thing over and over again. Yep. And our budget deficit goes up. Our trade deficit goes up. Our military gets weaker. Our terrorist strikes continue to rise. Our gross domestic product drops. Our unemployment raises. Our cost of living raises. Mm-hmm. Everything, when you turn around, you see no improvements, right?
Right.
You see the lobbyists buying everybody. Like they always say, remember, they say that our congressional leaders should all wear jackets with their sponsors on them, like NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Imagine if they came out, Pfizer, Home Depot, you know, Organon, Monsanto, wearing their sponsors because they're supposed to represent the people.
That's right.
And see, here's a guy, again, not a huge Trump guy, but Trump's worked the system as a payee for the past 50 years.
Right, exactly.
He knows
he's
how
lined
it works,
the pockets. Yes,
okay? Right. So now here he is. He doesn't need to be a recipient. The establishment is scared.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you go down to Washington, D.C., almost all the new buildings and construction going on, it's lobbyist groups.
That's
the
all it is.
Lobby groups are building.
Well, it's all it is cranes. I'm there like every other week. And it's all it is cranes.
They're building. It's all lobbying and lawyer groups.
Right.
It's amazing.
Is that happening in our hometowns? Absolutely not.
No. You have big pharma. You have big food, big agriculture, big this, big that. Meanwhile, you know what happens to us little people? Screwed.
Right.
Taxes continue to go up. So, again, I know this is a huge rant I'm going on. That's why I have to give Trump the benefit of the doubt right now. Okay? Well, I have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's the only hope we have. And it sucks. It really sucks. We had the opportunity. We had probably the best lineup I've seen in my lifetime of candidates, and the country just pissed away the great ones.
Yep.
It was, and what rose to the surface? Jeb Bush, Donald Trump, and Chris freaking Christie.
Correct.
Seriously?
Correct. But see, something like this, a Trump thing, could have a ripple effect in disrupting the political forces.
I hope so.
It could, because the established parties could turn around for the next election cycle and go, wow, we can't bring an established candidate up. People like this change, you know. Obama espoused hope and change. Trump might actually deliver more. See, Trump, I think, in his ignorance, is the quintessential double-edged sword. Because he doesn't know really how politics works. He knows how to buy politicians off and get jobs approved and do whatever he has to do. But he, you know, he thinks he's going to, he's like, as soon as I go in, I'm getting rid of this and get rid of that. He doesn't even realize how the system works, that he can't do that. But I think in a small way, like a Reagan, he can go on TV and say to the average Americans, listen, I want to do away with Obamacare, but you're legislators need to support me on this, so I need you to contact them and tell them to support me. And he might, you know, light a fire under their people's asses where they'll do it. Reagan was great for that. You know, Reagan could touch the hearts and minds of the American public. Right. And I'm not saying that Trump has that same eloquence that Reagan has, but you know, he's going to restore some patriotism to this country, I think. And again, he might be able to rally the troops. And the establishment is pissed off at that. They don't want us little people telling them what to do. They know what's best for us. That's why they get $11,000 a month haircuts. That's why they have cars and 50 aides that they're always sexually harassing and shit, male and female.
And that's never going to change.
No.
They want that. They've been there. I've been down in the bowels of Washington on many occasions and seen it firsthand, the air of expectancy that they and it happens almost instantly.
Did you realize, our listeners, do you realize that our legislators at the federal level do not fall under Social Security?
No.
They have their own
retirement
plan.
They're exempt from every law that they
make. They're exempt from Obamacare.
Yes.
They have their own health care. They are exempt from the normal government
pension
system.
They're exempt from minimum wages.
They're exempt from everything.
Everything that they
bullshit.
Put out. This is so wrong compared to what
it was supposed to be. And you know
something?
When you see, forget about the pro-gun, the anti-gun sit-in that they had. When you look, when the camera scans through Congress, the average age is like 140.
Yeah.
So, I mean, enough already.
Right.
Wake
it looks
up.
Like an NRA board
yes,
meeting.
Yes, correct. Term limits.
Yes.
Enough already. Like I said, they should be wearing sponsored jackets. Now, we see it all over. We see England voting out the European Union. We see that the top pick established leaders in the UK did not become the prime minister.
Right.
A woman, her name is Theresa, a.k.a. All the Way May.
Why do they call her All the Way May?
I made that up.
Okay.
Okay. She is the new prime minister. Theresa May.
Yeah.
All right. This is a woman who basically came out of nowhere. She's
ultra-conservative.
Ultra-conservative. She's 59 years old because it's people are pissed off.
Right.
We're at the breaking point. Right. The UK was giving $38 billion a year. Remember now, the UK, the population was about 34 million people.
Right.
They were giving $38 billion a year to the European Union and getting nothing in return except laws, rules, regulations, and immigrants.
Right.
Okay? That's all they were
getting. And you have to take them all.
You have to take them all.
Yeah.
It's going to blow up in Merkel's face eventually, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
You know?
Sure.
But basically, Germany and the UK were carrying the EU.
Yeah.
All right, now it's just Germany. Because you have all these other countries, again, these socialist countries and everything. So now you have an ultra-conservative that gets elected. You have all of this going on. It's the same thing we see is happening here. You know, if Barry Goldwater was alive, he would get elected before Trump.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ross Perot would get elected.
Right.
I think this election cycle, Herman Cain would have got elected.
Right.
He would have given Donald Trump a run for his money.
Right.
This election cycle.
I think so.
Because I don't think anybody wanted to deal with the establishment. I also thought Dr. Ben Carson was good. He just wasn't forceful enough in his speaking.
He wasn't awake a lot.
There's a guy who's too smart. He's an real intellectual, okay? Yeah. And I think sometimes as a president, you have to have a balance of intellectualism and seat of the pants.
Right.
You have to go on gut sometimes, too. You know, because you have advisors, like, should we send the Navy SEALs in to get Osama bin Laden? Half your advisors say yes, half your advisors say no. The buck has to stop somewhere, right? Dr. Carson, I could see him running a statistical process analysis to decide whether we should. Yeah. Where, you know, Reagan was like, F him, do it.
Right.
You know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. There's a famous Reagan quote that says, when you make a decision, 50% are going to be happy, 50% are going to be unhappy. And that's life, you know?
Right.
You can't run a government on consensus.
No, you can't. Absolutely. You know? This is not a democracy for
correct.
A reason.
So, you know, it's a constitutional republic, which most people forget.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do need term limits. And, again, I got off on a tangent a little bit just because I'm so pissed off about everything that's going on. You know, Also, the two shootings that happened where the black males were shot, the one in Louisiana and the one in, was it Minnesota or Michigan? What's his name? Philando Castile was...
Minnesota.
You know, I can't wait to see more info about this.
Well, the one in New Orleans, we know, was a repeat offender.
And they were wrestling, right, with him. And that's a problem. You should be compliant.
Multiple gun charges.
But Castile, he said, I have a gun, and he was reaching. Yeah. You know, it could be the cop that's at fault. Again, I don't have all the data on it, but, you know, we talked last week about handling a car stop. All right, I'm going to go take a nap.
All right, don't take too much of a nap.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
July 30th, NJSafeCon.net. Also, remember, if you bring anybody to the Woodland Park Range and you're a member, if they fill out the release forms first time here, each one reach one. They get a poker chip. And when the new facility is done in the spring of 2017, those poker chips are going to be used for some game of chance. Rihanna Teng was in here the other day getting another poker chip.
Did she start shooting trappers?
I don't know. I didn't get to spend much time with her, but her and a few others were in there. I also want to give a shout out to Scott Schneer, our IT guy, Second Amendment advocate. His wife made me breakfast this morning.
Oh,
I had oatmeal and raisins.
Yeah.
It was very, very healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you had to give that up? Because oatmeal and raisins are a healthy combination. Brown sugar and all that other stuff in there probably isn't.
Well,
but yeah, I had oatmeal. And
organic.
Raisins. So please don't forget about SafeCon. It's going to be a great time. We can all get together and show our support. Napin, his next thing will be here October 14th. That class, I think, is about 50% sold out right now. I got a letter here from Kurt in Indiana. He hasn't sent us a letter in a long time. First of all, I want to say thank you for inspiring me to get fit. I have lost 160 pounds in the last couple of years and keep it off. I now weigh 185, and I'm in the best shape of my life. Yes, Kurt, the letter was great, but the thong picture you could have done without.
Dude,
really.
Really, seriously.
He wrote that I have found that cycling has helped me stay fit and motivates me to keep my fitness. I love to cycle as much as I love to shoot, so I have a serious question about carrying a small handgun while cycling. I do have a lifetime carry permit, and I have checked the state laws, and carrying handgun on a bicycle is legal as long as you have a carry permit. I would like to know, what are your thoughts on this? I carry a Ruger LCP in a small fanny pack called a Bulldog. I started carrying it when I was threatened by a motorist for riding on the road. It was bad. They threatened to end my life. I also carry OC spray in a gel form because the dogs would chase me after and try to bite at my legs. I hate when that happens. I have been worried about one thing. Should I load the gun or should I leave the chamber empty? I'm worried about having a bike crash and the gun going off when I hit the road, so I leave the chamber empty with a full mag. What are you guys' thoughts about this? Should I get a gun that has a manual safety or should I just leave it at home when I cycle? Thank you very much, and I know that you probably don't get asked these kinds of questions at all, but thank you for taking time to answer it. Well, you know, Kurt, I would carry a Ruger LCR five-shot revolver.
Yeah, me too.
But that's just me. Not having one in a chamber can be a liability.
Yeah.
But the LCP really has no external safety. You just squeeze it and fire.
It goes off,
so it's legitimate that you are concerned and worried because he could fall off that bike and that gun could fire.
Absolutely.
That trigger could get squeezed somehow.
Yeah.
So maybe switch to a gun that has a mechanical safety and carry one in a chamber, or maybe think about getting a five-shot or six-shot revolver to carry. And the fanny pack, the Bulldog fanny pack, that's the only way to go. Quite honestly,
yeah.
It's the best way to carry it on a bicycle because you can spin the fanny pack so it's not under your waist while you're cycling.
Mm-hmm.
It could be on your strong side so you can have access to the gun. Then when you get off the bike to walk, you can put the front pouch in front of you so it's a little more comfortable, hard for somebody to grab it. It's just a great way to carry it, and it's a great idea to carry some kind of OC spray, mace, lipstick, bodyguard. So I'm going to give you a 5 gold stars for that. I think you're good. By the way, he's from Indiana. I made fun of Indiana earlier,
didn't I? You did.
Sorry, yeah. Kurt. Sorry. I'll tell you what. One of the best NRA annual meetings I ever had was in Indianapolis.
And the other 300,000 listeners in Indiana.
One of the best NRA annual meetings I ever went to was, I think, 3 years ago in Indiana, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, it was. It's a great state.
I've traveled all over for NRA annual meetings.
Dude, I love flyover
country. It was my first ever trip to Indianapolis. And I'm not a race guy, speedway guy or anything, but the layout of the city is really, really nice. It's all flat and, you know, the downtown area. And there was a couple of basement cigar bars. So, I had, I remember Dan Schmutter, me, Knappen, and Lou Knappen. We spent some time in a basement cigar bar in Indiana. Oh, and Todd Rathner.
That never happens.
Yeah, NRA board member. So I enjoy it. You know, I was going to do a segment today on road rage, and I think I'm going to wait until next week after what happened in Nice. So,
well, that wasn't road rage.
No. I'm not going to. No. Road rage is. I'm going to do it next week on the road rage. Now I'm going to talk about being at public venues and situational awareness. That's what I'm going to talk
head
about.
Head up
now.
Ass disease, you mean?
You know, some things are just not preventable. I mean, if you and your significant other or family are in line at a ticket booth and a guy comes 30 miles an hour and plows right through you, you're dying.
Right.
Okay? But there are certain things you can do. Now, people jumped in the water in Nice at the event that occurred last night. This is why you have to have eyes in the back of your head. This is another reason why I don't go many places.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't go to air shows because I've seen planes hit the audience.
Well, I still go to air shows.
Okay. I don't go to air shows, but that's
pilot,
just me.
I'm a pilot, so I have to go to air shows.
A pilot or
it's
a
pilot?
I thought you were a pirate.
No.
With the patch and everything. Well, I'll tell you what. When you go to a big public venue, you have to have eyes in the back of your head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, in France, you can't carry a gun. New Jersey, you can't carry a gun. But, you know, maybe positioning yourself while you're watching the fireworks to be near one of the barricades.
So you're saying that New Jersey is like France, only with shittier food?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but our people are nicer than the French. That's for sure. When you're in a crowded...
That would be debatable to most people in the country.
You know, I saw people running, videotaping.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people running... talking on their cell phones, on the footage from Nice.
While they're running away from the truck.
Yes. I saw people running and turning around while they're running. These are things that we need to learn. If I'm hunkered down with you and your wife and we're watching the fireworks, I've looked around, sized everything up, all my exits, all my entryways, what's going on. If something happens, I kind of have an exit strategy.
Right.
I will tell you right now, I will face my face towards that safe direction, and I will not turn around.
Right.
I will not video. I will not stop to take pictures. I will not call my mom up.
Right.
Okay? I will just continue to run. Watch the footage, like CNN and Fox News footage. You're going to see people running with their phones in their ear, running, holding their video cameras up. And look. The worst thing you could do is look back. Because you're going to look back for a second, someone's going to fall in front of you, you're going to fall over them, and 9,000 people are going to trample over you, yeah. All right? If you have a family with you, you hold them and you drag them along with you. Let's say you go to Yankee Stadium and you go to the parking lot. As you walk in the parking lot, you say to your family, if anybody gets separated after the game, we meet here. All right. Now, is that's a dynamic statement because something could happen there and you can't meet there. But we can't assume the worst times 50. We have to assume certain things might happen properly. So we say if we get separated or something, this is where we meet. When an accident like that happens, try to make a phone call.
Right.
The cell towers are jammed.
Everything can jam.
Yeah. 5,000. If they didn't blow up the tower, 5,000 people are calling 911 at the same time.
Right.
And you're trying to call your daughter to see where she is because she went to the bathroom and somebody blew a bomb at third base. And you're trying to get out. So you got to kind of have some backup plan. So if you're at a fireworks display, you turn around and say to your wife, listen, our car's parked in the lot over there. If something happens, let's meet in the lot by the car over there if we get separated or something. That's kind of burnt in her brain now. If you go to pee and there's an explosion, she kind of knows, let me go over there. You have to try to make
them
understand that.
Don't go looking for each other and
wasting
the time.
Correct. Let's both meet there. Let's wait there. Now, the melee calms down a little bit. You might be able to contact each other on the phone. You can call up, see what you got to do. So little things like this that you have to be aware of in a crowded situation. Any weapon that you can carry that's legal, like a knife or a defensive pen or a lipstick bodyguard, is always helpful. Going to an event with your battery on 3 or 4 bars on your cell phone is pretty much a must, all right? You shouldn't go where you have only 1 bar left on your cell phone, and you know it's going to get sucked dry. You're going to go on 3G or roaming fee or the Edge network or something when something happens, and your phone is going to get completely sucked dry, that's a major problem. We can't have that happen. So just think about your situational awareness. The range is offering a lot of classes this month. Jimmy's running all of the classes, by the way. We have Quick Clot July 23rd, Urban Shotgun July 24th, Use of Force July 25th. Prepping Level 1, August 6th, is almost sold out. Protective Pen, August 7th. Protective Cane, August 21st. CPR and Hemorrhage Control, July 23rd. And, of course, Evan Knappen will be here October 14th. That's it. I'm done.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot to tell you guys, August 17th, Civilian Response to an Active Shooter Situation.
There you go.
The liberal anti-gunner Mike Kelly from The Record might be attending that class.
Ooh, that's great.
Just want you to know that.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening, and please, we're serious. It's probably going to get pretty hairy out there this summer, so keep your eyes open, stay aware. Lipstick bodyguard is a perfect thing to be carrying for everybody, every woman you know. Winston? Yeah, he agrees. Okay, see you guys next week. We love you. Stay safe.
Shine.